We're here with Joey Bunch with the Denver Post and Charles Ashby with the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. This bill would have allowed people with less than 6 months to live to take life-ending medicine. Two physicians would have to approve the medicine, and then they'd also have to be deemed mentally competent, and they would have to take the medicine themselves. Charles, what was unusual here was the bill passed out of committee, but then it died at the last minute on the House floor, but before it was even debated.
Well, yeah, part of the problem was that the two sponsors of the bill, the two Democrats, Lois Cort and Joanne Janal, don't want any changes to the bill. They've been working on this for the last 2 years, and they feel like they have written a perfect measure that has plenty of safeguards and yet still dignifies these people who want to do this. But they were going to be faced with all these different amendments in order to win some votes because they didn't have the votes on the floor. But one of the amendments was going to be require a witness when the terminally ill patient takes this. That flew in the face of what they wanted to do. The patient should be able to decide when and where, who and why, if they wanted somebody there, what if they don't have any family or friends, what if they just wanted to do it peacefully in their own home by themselves watching a movie, who knows. So they did the unusual step of killing their own bill before debate happened. Now, that accomplished two things. One, you don't get lawmakers on record for this, which there were some who didn't want to be on record for this. And two, you prevent any of these amendments from coming on. So if they then take this to the ballot, which is apparently going to happen, they can say, we didn't agree to all this other stuff, so we're not putting that in. We're doing the bill as we have drafted it.
As far as this issue goes, it couldn't have ended worse. It was an ugly ending to a debate that's been going on for more than a year. There was a lot of passion on both sides, and to just pull the rug out from under was, I think, a failure of the system. You know, the first lesson of politics is math, and I would have to give the legislators who worked on this a D for not knowing where their votes were. And I think that out of that, we're going to see some ballot measures come out of this. You know, when Lois Cort, Representative Lois Cort, pulled the measure, she told legislators that they were going to pay a price for this. So now we're going to go to the ballot, and legislators are going to be on record, even though they tried not to be.
We've seen some polling that shows more than 60% of Colorado voters support this. I don't know if that's the case. Certainly within the state legislature, there's opposition from members of both parties.
Right. There's no way to know that. Polling doesn't necessarily tell you anything. And so they're just going to have to float this. Now, there is another measure out there, a proposed ballot measure that is nothing like this, that calls for some of the same things, but it's much more wide open. And Lois Cort has said repeatedly she doesn't like that measure because it needs to have guardrails. This bill is modeled after what they've done in Oregon for, 19 years now? And, you know, they say it's not had any problems. Some of the opponents say that there have been problems with it. But they want a tried, tested, true ballot proposal that is going to work.
And that would make us the fifth state with the laws in place. We have Oregon, like you mentioned, Washington State, California, and Vermont.
Well, there's a lot of special interest money on both sides, and all politics is local. There were legislators in individual districts that didn't want to have to face their voters in close races this fall and have to answer for this issue. It's one that motivates a lot of people. So I don't know. We'll see what happens in November.
Thanks. That was Joey Bunch, a reporter with the Denver Post, and Charles Ashby with the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and you've been listening to Capital Conversation.